Welcome to the Empowerment Zone with Ramona Houston, where we zone in on Black and Brown relations and our journey to empowering our communities.
Hello, welcome to the Empowerment Zone. I am your host, Ramona Houston. And as you know, the Empowerment Zone is all about empowering the African American and Latino communities. Today, we have Ms. Monique Russell with us. She is the Clear Communications Coach, and she's also founder of Clear Communication Solutions. She is the communications expert. And today, in our topic of empowerment, we're talking all about self-empowerment, self-awareness, self-confidence, and how you can be comfortable in your own voice. Monique Russell is the communications expert you want on your team. She teaches global leaders and teams on how to turn likes into loves in business and life using effective communications tools and strategies. She has over 20 years of experience in the science of communications, and she's also host of the Bridge to You podcast and leads Clear Communication Solutions, an international training, coaching, and consulting firm that focuses on confidently communicating from the inside out. Welcome, Monique. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone. How are you today?
Fantastic, Ramona. Thank you so much for having me.
I am delighted to have you today. You know, it's always an evolutionary process of building self-awareness and self-confidence. It never stops. And we're always learning how to better ourselves. So I'm so glad that you're here today to discuss this topic and how to be comfortable in your own voice. So before we get to the topic, I want you to tell our audience a little about you and your background and how you got into communications.
Okay, so I am originally from the beautiful islands of the Bahamas and also Nigeria. And how I got into communications, I started it as a gift. I like to tell people that I was 3 years old when I started teaching my dolls and my stuffed animals. But it wasn't until I was actually 8 where I started speaking in front of live audiences at church and really kind of using that platform to begin my speaking journey. So communications is something that I was exposed to early on as a child. My mom made sure that I was participating in drama, performing arts, you know, different type of activities, swimming. I didn't last in swimming, but I will say that I went off to school. I studied communications to be a broadcast journalist. I got additional degrees in advertising. In public relations. And then from there, I started working in executive support because it was sort of a very difficult time for me to get into my preferred role as a journalist. So I started in executive support, and I would always be asked about, you know, complex problems, people problems, getting people engaged. I had the background, I had the knowledge, I had the curiosity. I always wanted to be in the know. And the executives and the leaders would often ask me for advice on how to handle certain things in the organization. So I kind of became a go-to person. And then I would see gaps, and I would often dream in my mind that, you know what, if this was my company, if this was my organization, these are the things that I would do to fill those gaps. And that's how my organization was born, really out of identifying current gaps that I saw in the marketplace, and started through freelancing, offering workshops and trainings, and moving into teaching at the university level in the areas of communications, public speaking, emotional intelligence, intercultural communications, and things like that. And so over the years, it just evolved from freelancing to something more strategic and solid it. I had to bump my head up a couple of times and figure out what I liked to do, what I was good at, get burned a couple of times because I didn't know anything about business, really. It started off as just a passion. But today, where we are today is very solid, very, very solid, with a significant depth in the area of communications, a passion for what I do, speaking, training, coaching, consulting on interpersonal and intrapersonal communications.
That is so interesting. Isn't it amazing how most of us, no matter what our talents are in the African American community, that much of it started in the church, right? Speaking, you talk about speaking and talking, I know always having to do those Easter Sunday little poems and everything and learning that. And then our mothers putting us in organizations that help it enhance our skills. That too has been part of my trajectory as a professional, is that, and my husband as well, Terrion Gully, he's a musician and he started by playing in the church. So let's talk about clear communications and your work and what you do, and talk about it from the perspective of self-awareness and self-confidence, and what your advice would be for people in our communities who are working to develop their self-confidence. As you know, we live in a society where many times African-Americans and Latinos are marginalized, and that we're not affirmed in who we are as human beings. And so it takes a lot for us to develop self-confidence in these environments. And so what are your recommendations to our audience?
Mm-hmm. So there are a number of different ways I would say these scenarios play out. It could be in the corporate space or in the business space. I do a lot of work with women business owners, and I do work with people who are in the corporate area. So when you are in conditions or environments that aren't naturally affirming to you, there are definitely challenges that, you know, African American and Latino people face in the workplace, because, you know, the odds are really not really in your favor. And at the same time, there are also a lot of challenges that are faced because of a lack of self-awareness. So we have to be able to identify what those things are that are holding us back, and not really resort to or put full blame on just the environment. So it's about us learning what makes us strong, what our strengths are, what our areas of opportunity are, being able to build relationships with other people, especially those that are different from us. And I will give you an example of a lady that I worked with, a client that I had, who, when she came to me, she was looking forward to getting a promotion. But, you know, being able to get the work done is not enough. Like, you can be very skilled and highly educated. You can have, you know, PhDs, credentials. But if you aren't able to have that awareness of connecting and building relationships with people around you, nobody's going to want to promote you. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter if you're saving the company millions of dollars. At the end of the day, the higher you climb, the more people you have to build relationship with, and the more people that you may have to lead. So having that awareness and that soft skill of how I'm coming across, you know, how are things being said, or how am I being received? And she came across as very stern, which is good, but sometimes the information was misinterpreted as her not being a team player, or being very stoic, or not interested in developing relationships. And she'd often say, I just want to get to work and get my job done. Like, I'm not trying to be friends with anybody. I'm just here to get my job done. And I think in especially in African American communities, we have that view where, you know, you just go in and get your work done. And that's good enough. They're going to see that you're doing a good job. They're going to see that you're going to be promoted. Or they're going to give you an opportunity. But the truth is, you have to be able to navigate the office politics, understand the climate and the culture of your organization or your business in order to make those goals achievable for yourself.
Yes, you're so right. Productivity is not enough. It's all about relationship development, no matter what environment you're in. And, you know, we have to look in at promotion. If we work in, like you said, a corporate environment, promotion, people make promotions, you know, but it's not the productivity that makes the promotion, it's the people. And if the people like you and trust you, then you're more apt to get a promotion versus someone who people do not like. So that I totally agree with you on that. And like you said, understanding the climate and the culture. Can you give us another really great example of how it's not just about the environment, but about self-awareness, using maybe another client that you had?
So I would say, let's talk about someone that I've worked with in business. So that was really more about the situation in a corporate environment. But a lot of the women business owners, they have businesses. Some actually are dualpreneurs. So they have full-time roles and they have a business on the side, or they may just be a full-time business owner. And so you may look at this environment, let's say we're here now in 2020 and it's a, you know, tumultuous time. It's a time of challenge and chaos for many people. That's one situation or scenario. Or you may have a situation where you are in an industry and you feel like, well, the opportunities are just not there because they're not dropping in your lap. I work with a young lady. She was very skilled in what she did, but she didn't have the confidence or the awareness to actually go out and get the business, do the work, make the calls, have the speaking engagements, but she wanted to be a speaker. And she said she was going to use speaking as a way to build her confidence, like just go on out there, do it. And then it was going to sort of be a reverse approach. Do the speaking, build the confidence. Do the speaking, build the confidence. But the truth is, you have to build that confidence first in order to go ahead and take that action. So we were able to work on clarifying what she was offering. So that lack of clarity presented a hurdle for her. So when we were able to get clear about what she was offering, how she was going to talk about it, and then using her stories, her personal stories to connect, then she had a much more stronger impetus to go out and share that story. So a lot of times people want to get better at public speaking, but they don't want to include their story. They want to use examples from somebody else, or, you know, quotes from Richard Branson or Gary Vee or whoever, Martin Luther King or whoever. They want to use everyone else's story or quotes, but not use their own. And the only way for you to really truly stand out in the sea of so many other providers is to connect your own personal stories to your message, because that's how people are going to connect with you. And like you talked about earlier, Ramona, the know, like, and trust factor. I mean, yeah, we can like all the quotes that you're sharing and all the statistics. We like that, but we still don't know you. So how am I going to decide if I want to purchase from you or support your business or organization? So I would say that, you know, getting that self-awareness and that self-confidence really starts from the inside out. Getting that understanding, like Les Brown says, we can't see the picture from inside the frame. So we need to have external skilled guidance and skilled professionals who can support us in going through that journey.
So if you would, if you had any advice that you would give our audience, thank you for those examples, because they really articulate why it's important to build self-awareness. But if you could you please give our audience some recommendations if they're, you know, if they do not have a coach at this moment, but they want to develop their communication skills and their self-awareness and self-confidence skills. Could you give us a few pieces of advice you would tell our audience in that for that process?
Oh, absolutely. So I would say there's Google University. There's so many resources out there like Udemy, Coursera, Toastmasters. There are a lot of different resources where you can sign up for classes to learn about public speaking. I would also throw in meditation, because meditation is definitely a strong way to connect with yourself and improve your self-awareness. And from that, it will help you to pull out some of your emotions, your feelings, and your stories. Like really good guided meditation and journaling can help you to pull out some of the stories that you can use to embed into your public speaking activities too.
You know, talking about using your own personal stories to connect, why do you think that using your own stories help you to advance, you know, and promote your message?
Well, I mean, if we look at it, when we think for myself, for example, we tend to as a service provider, service professional, we tend to connect with people that we know, like, and trust. And when we have a rapport with them, like, you know, for example, I'm from the Bahamas and also Nigeria, and someone hearing that may say, you know what, I like that. I've been there before. I want to go there before. There's a connection point. I might share an example about being a mother. I have two boys. That may be a connection point. I may share about, you know, studying communications, not being able to get a job in my field, and someone might raise their hand and say, you know what, me too. I've been there before. The other day I shared a story about my lock journey, the locks in my hair, and how I felt like in the beginning I wanted to change my hair, but I was in a corporate environment and I felt that, you know, it might have been unprofessional, whatever unprofessional meant at that time, almost 13 years ago. And several people responded and they're like, oh my God, I can relate. One lady said she had to take the corporate straitjacket off and then she started becoming a full expression of herself. So when you share your personal stories, it creates a window for other people to see how you're going to differentiate. There are hundreds of other people that are out there doing the same thing like you. Hundreds of insurance providers, hundreds of professional PhDs, hundreds of executive coaches. How are they going to choose? Why are they going to choose you? How are you going to stand out? So everybody is not for you, but there's somebody for everyone. And using your story, I mean, if you think about people that we admire or that we quote a lot with their stories, Mother Teresa, Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther, Nelson Mandela, Bob Marley, whoever, we talk about their story. We didn't say Bob Marley was a revolutionary person because he was quoting everybody else that was coming from him. Or he could read, you know, 10, 20 different books that were a New York Times bestseller. Or he was featured in this organization, this publication. Like, those things are great, but why are you being featured? Yeah, okay, you're just another executive coach. Like, okay, so what? So what? You know, so your story is your power. And if you're not comfortable with that story, you can't use it in a way to connect, to grow your business, to grow your visibility, to grow your brand, to become a thought leader, because you're just like everybody else in the noise.
Yes, you said that. I love the way you said that. Your story is really your so what? You know, like, why you? Why should people choose you? And so the only way you can feel comfortable with your story and your experience is through that self-awareness and building that self-confidence. And, you know, we have to learn how to embrace our whole selves. And I like you telling your story about your locks. I know when I was a teenager, back in the 80s, I was working at Six Flags over Texas. And one of the policies was that you could not wear braids or afros. So what does that say about, you know, talking about working in an environment? What does that say about Black people? Like, you're not good enough to wear your own hair in its natural state. And we still deal with that in a different way. It's like not said, but we know the rules, right? Corporate America, you know, you're supposed to have your hair straight. You're supposed to look a certain way. And now we're entering a place as African Americans where we can embrace our whole selves. And part of that is our hair. And so I'm glad you discussed that, you know, in terms of our own identity. And that is a part of the way we look is a part of our self-awareness.
Mm-hmm.
So Monique, in this whole part, it's all about us embracing who we are, you know, as human beings, who we are as individuals and who we are as people who give our gifts in the world, and that people connect to us through our stories. So with clear communications, if I love your advice, and I'm sure there are people in our audience who love your advice as well. So if they want to connect with you and potentially work with you, could you let them know how to let our audience know how to contact you and work with you as a coach, or maybe they want to have you as a speaker, or maybe you can be a consultant on a project. There's so many, you're just so multi-talented with all that self-awareness. How would they get in contact with you?
Oh my God, Ramona, you are too funny. So I am all over the internet as the Clear Communication Coach. So if you want, you can connect with me on LinkedIn, Monique Russell, Clear Communication Coach, Instagram, Clear Communication Coach, Facebook, my website, clearcommunicationsolutions.com. And if any of those are too hard to find, you can just drop it into Google, Clear Communication Coach Monique Russell. You can work with my company and myself in a number of ways. So I absolutely enjoy speaking. It is a gift. I show up and I bring 110% of myself. So if you're listening, you can engage with me by inviting me to share with your audience in a keynote or in a workshop. You can also engage with me through coaching, through group coaching and also one-on-one coaching, or you can engage with my company through our online school. So we have courses in our online school that maybe you are an motivated, high achiever, and you want to just jump right into the content, you can just go on in and you can access the school from my website, clearcommunicationsolutions.com.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Monique. I really appreciate you being here. This is the first time we've actually talked about self-confidence and self-awareness in terms of empowering people. So I'm so happy that you're here today. And I hope that you will join us again soon as a guest and to come back and talk about some other aspects of building self-empowerment.
It would be my pleasure to do so, Ramona.
Thank you. Hello, I am Ramona Houston, and I am here with your communications expert, Monique Russell of Clear Communications, and she's going to give us one strategy she has for colleague success. Hi, Monique.
Hello, Ramona.
So tell us, what school or schools did you attend, what your majors were, and what piece of advice would you give students to make sure that they're successful in college?
Okay, so I went to St. Cloud State University in St. Cloud, Minnesota, and I got my undergrad in broadcast journalism, and I got my first master's in public relations and second one in advertising, both from St. Cloud State University. My one piece of advice for college students would be to hone in on your critical thinking and humanities skills. So once you go off to school, I mean, make sure that you're signing up for philosophy, for theater, for performing arts. Make sure that you really get into understanding communication skills and critical thinking, because that will set you up for success regardless of what major you choose to pursue, if you choose to pursue a major at all.
I must have you to expand on that, if you don't mind. So why would you say your critical thinking skills? Could you please expand on that?
Oh, sure. Because you know what? Right now, critical thinking is one of the top areas where we have a gap, where people aren't really encouraged or empowered to use critical thinking, I should say. But critical thinking just allows us to look at all the data and all the facts without the bells and whistles and to come up with our own science. So it helps us to make better and more effective decisions. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, from someone that is touted as the most credible person in the world, you still have an obligation and you still have the right to think through and sift through for yourself, honoring the science of other people and coming up with your own interpretation so that you can make decisions for yourself.
Well, thank you so much for that advice, critical thinking. And the other one was?
Anything in the humanities.
Humanities, yes. Critical thinking and studying the humanities. Thank you so much for that great advice, Monique.
You are so welcome.
A special thank you to the incredible team of the Empowerment Zone. Terry Ungully, theme song. NADWORKS, digital support. And of course, our featured guest.
If you enjoyed my podcast, please subscribe. We are on all of your favorite podcast platforms. Be sure to rate us on Apple Podcasts too. Thank you for your continued support.